Hey, good morning, everybody. We'll bring call the meeting to order. Roll call, please. Here.
Commissioner Dama, here. Commissioner Hess, here.
Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes from April 9th. Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, any public comment? None? Okay, executive sessions between April 9th and April 22nd, there were no executive sessions held. Next, we'll move on to some presentations, and Commissioner Dunlap, would you like to present our meeting presentation?
Yes. So a project that started with Commissioner Keith in the past was a project which was really unusual for county government in that we wanted to promote services of the county to other counties, which is very unusual. And probably a year or so ago, we created a new forensic center, providing autopsy services and other services for coroner services, which is very unusual. And as part of that effort, we wanted to market those services to other counties. And we came up with a plan to do that via different types of media presentations. At the same time, we were talking to the River Valley STEAM Academy, and they were saying that we had the opportunity to work with their students to do a video presentation. So Jerry Overman, the coroner, met with them, and we met with them one day, and they came out and did a very professional job of listening to the message, figuring out how to do the video presentation, putting those pieces together, and actually did a short video for us to be able to share that with other counties and market those services. So today we have the students and the teacher here, and we're going to show the video. You're going to have to turn around and look at it on our screen, but we're going to show the video. It is uploaded onto the county website under the coroner's department, and we are going to recognize the students. So first we'll do the video. Did you want to add anything right now, Jerry?
No, I'm just mirroring what you're saying.
So we're going to show the video first, and then we're going to recognize the students and point out who they are. So. Can you do that, Mary?
The Indiana County Coroner's Office and Forensic Center is a state-of-the-art facility in Indiana, Pennsylvania. Our board-certified coroners, pathologists, assistants, and technicians use cutting-edge technology to provide for a safe and secure process. From cadaver stores to evidence collection, we offer expert forensic analysis and autopsies to ensure accurate and timely investigations. Students can view live autopsies both within our lab and our learning center. If you are interested in any of our services or would like to learn more, visit us at indianacountypa.gov.
So, short video, excellent presentation. So this the teacher that we have here today is Mr. Stanicki. This, we see him in all the basketball games too. He helps with all the videos for all the events. So if you want to come to all over.
Thank you.
Certificate. If you want to stay here, we're going to do a picture.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yep.
Danica was the voice in the video. Danica Marsh. Danica is a sophomore?
Junior.
Junior. The rest are sophomores.
Thank you.
Jimmy.
Dr. Skyler, Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy Mariani is also here. You're a sophomore.
Senior.
Senior, okay. I wrote these down, but I didn't remember them obviously. And we had Skyler Lauber.
Luber. Yeah.
Also, but he's not here today.
No. And Jordan Micklow, he's sick.
And Jordan Micklow is also. So we have their certificates. So we just wanted to recognize them and thank them for their work because they did an outstanding job. I mean, for high school students to do video like that, it's just outstanding job. Yep. So, and we also have some shirts for you to pick from. We can have you go to the next room and pick them out. So
let's get a quick picture.
If you want to come over here, we're going to get a picture with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jared.
Don't leave, but you can leave here taking a picture too.
And I should have recognized Jenny, Mrs. Buell from the school district also that's here. I didn't do that, so I'm sorry. So thank you very much.
So much. Thank you. Good job. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robbie.
Okay. I just want to mention that to the students that did the video, and as you saw the forensic center out there, what you saw on the inside basically took place out of a 20-minute conversation 4 years ago to where it ended up today. And Jerry continues to put forth a lot of efforts to actually gaining more, I don't want to say, but it's business coming from other counties to use this center. So it's unique, and it's an opportunity for this county to move upon and make more revenue in that sense. So thank you. And thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, next is a couple of proclamations. And the first one is the National Travel and Tourism Week. National Travel and Tourism Week 2025, whereas the travel industry fuels every industry and will continue to be an essential part of Pennsylvania's economy, development, and workforce. And whereas travel is an economic powerhouse for every state and destination across the country, supporting 15 million American jobs. And whereas one of every 11 U.S. jobs depend on travel, making it a critical driver of our economy and a force of connection and opportunity.
And whereas travel spending supports vibrant and safe communities in Indiana County, Pennsylvania, and across the United States, by generating billions in state and local tax revenue to support essential services such as education, emergency response, public safety, and more. And whereas travel enables success for all industries, including manufacturing, agricultural, defense, healthcare, and more, by driving sales growth, innovation, education, and operations that move our economy, our nation, and Pennsylvania forward. And whereas the travel industry cannot recover without the full return of leisure, business, and international inbound travelers. Increasing travel to and within the United States drives America forward to a more prosperous future.
Whereas the travel industry's success will grow Pennsylvania's economy and workforce. Since prior to the pandemic, small businesses accounted for 60% of leisure and hospitality employment. And whereas travel is an essential industry, and we must continue to communicate that growing travel leads to economic growth, benefit businesses, and fosters mutual understanding. Therefore, we, the Commissioners of Medina County, do hereby proclaim May 4th through 10th as National Travel and Tourism Week in Indiana County. We urge the citizens of our county to join us in recognizing the critical role that this industry plays in Indiana County. Dated this 23rd day of April 25, I put this forth as a motion to accept this proclamation.
Second on a motion?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Motion carried. And we have with us our Tourist Bureau Director, Laura Harrington, and she has some staff she brought with you. Laura?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your unwavering support, acknowledging the importance of travel and tourism to Indiana County and the economic impact that it contributes locally. It certainly is a privilege to promote Indiana County and the amazing work that occurs here. We just saw proof of that. The collaboration that exists among our community is unsurpassed. The travel and tourism industry is part of our everyday life. It's not just when we travel elsewhere, but it includes recreation, lodging, arts and entertainment, food and beverage, retail and specialty stores, fairs, festivals, and even transportation. It's right here in our backyards with our vibrant, walkable, shoppable communities. When we explore our county, enjoy our local events, and shop and dine locally, we collectively boost our county's economy. We help to create jobs and inspire new businesses. We promote cultural diversity and create connections. It's just plain good, healthy living. Tourism is a top five industry in Pennsylvania, with $80 billion in economic impact and supporting over 500,000 jobs. Each Pennsylvania household would be taxed an additional $903 to replace the visitor taxes collected by state and local governments. Bringing it closer to home, total visitor spending in Indiana County equates to $175.9 million. The tourism industry, total employment in Indiana County is 2,378 jobs. Transportation bringing the highest revenues, $51.2 million. Food and beverage, $45.1 million. Recreation, $32.7 million. Retail, $30 million. And lodging, $17 million. I'd like to take a moment to introduce our team at the Indiana County Tourist Bureau. I'm Laura Harrington, Executive Director. Here today is Val Balog. Val's our financial associate, and she brings many years of experience in tourism and financial support to our office. She's invaluable. She's an integral part of our team. Tony Greenewald, so great to see you here today. Back out and about, he gets all around the county, delivers our member organizations, information, the upcoming events to the county RACs that we have located around about 40 RACs throughout the county. And he gets around. So Tony's one of our biggest ambassadors for Indiana County. On joining us on Zoom today is Jen Buckles, and thank you, Jen, for all your unwavering support. She's the magic behind the Tourist Bureau. She brings all of our initiatives and campaigns to life. Tourist Bureau would not be what it is without Jen Buckles in the office. Newer to our team is Dorothy Anderson, and she is our administrative tourism associate at the front desk. So please stop by, say hello to Dorothy, give a call, and she keeps a pulse on upcoming events and things happening in our county. So we're grateful, for your support of the Tourist Bureau and our collaborative efforts with the legislative team, our partners with the Indiana County Center for Economic Operations, which is the Indiana County Commissioners, Chamber of Commerce, Indiana County Development Corps, Tourist Bureau, and IUP. So there's five affiliates. We work collaboratively together and support one another. So during National Travel and Tourism Week, May 4th through the 10th, we decided that we would focus on our Indiana County parks and trails, because recreation is such a big part of our visitors, our local residents, quality of life, and they work so hard, and we'd like to bring some recognition to the county parks and trails, and also Yellow Creek State Park. So we put together a fun expedition Indiana County, which shows some spots throughout the county, some talking points. Pick that up, it's available on our website, or I could email it to you, or just reach out to our office. And we'll be launching some giveaways during that week. We have some tickets to give away. We'll be selling Idlewild Park tickets once again this year at a discounted rate. And we'll just be celebrating the county with some other surprises during that week. And I can't walk away without mentioning 2026 is our country's semi-quincentennial. We'll be celebrating 250 years. Of our country. We have been having a planning meeting every month, and there are some really great events that are developing that will unfold throughout the year of 2026. There will be a Liberty Tree planting next on May 7th that I'm just learning of. So that will be, there will be invitations mailed out, and that will be occurring in White Township Recreation Complex. So with the Tourist Bureau, we are going to launch during Travel and Tourism Week an art contest for high school students. Every year we have an annual wall calendar where we highlight our annual events, and we're opening this up to our local high school students to submit art to be considered for our annual wall calendar during 2026. So again, thank you for your support, and just remember that travel powers the economy, builds opportunity, and connects America together, or connects America, and together we all play a role in the success of our local communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. And again, thank you to the staff of the Tourist Bureau, Val and Tony. Thank you for your efforts and everything you help. Again, it's one of those things that the county appreciates because you actually help, as you mentioned, the parks. It's you're a big promoter of the parks, and we have limited to resources that we actually have, but you blow it up for us, and we appreciate that. So any comments from my colleagues?
Just to say thank you. We really appreciate all the efforts, and we do have a lot of opportunities in Indiana County to sightsee and recreate and museums. I mean, we're part of a region of the country that really built this whole country, and there's a lot of history here, and I think a lot of people find it valuable. So we appreciate all the promotion.
It's a board that I get to sit on. It's a fun board to sit on. Sorry, Byron. We'll just see if you're paying attention. There's a lot of interesting and fun activities that the Tourist Bureau sponsors, and it's good to be part of something different than regular government programs.
Okay, well, thank you. The next proclamation is motorcycle safety, and Commissioner Hess, would you like to start off?
And we are going to have a picture, right? So Apple. Nobody leave.
Yes, nobody leave. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. Whereas safety is the highest priority for the highways and streets of our county and state, and whereas the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is proud to be a national leader in motorcycle safety, education, and awareness. And whereas motorcycles are a common and economical means of transportation that reduces fuel consumption and road wear and contributes to a significant way to the relief of traffic and parking congestion.
Whereas it is especially meaningful that the citizens of our county and state be aware of motorcycles on the roadways and recognize the importance of motorcycle safety. And whereas the members of ABATE of Pennsylvania, the Alliance of Bikers Aimed Towards Education, continually promote motorcycle safety, education, and awareness in high school driver's education programs and to the general public in our county and state. And whereas all motorcyclists should join ABATE in actively promoting the safe operation of motorcycles, as well as promoting motorcycle safety, education, awareness, and respect of the citizens of our county and state.
And whereas the motorcyclists of Pennsylvania have contributed extensive volunteerism and money to national, state, and community charitable organizations. And whereas during the month of May, all roadway users should unite in the safe sharing of the roadways within Indiana County and throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Therefore, we, the commissioners, do hereby proclaim the month of May 2025 as Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month in Indiana County and urge all motorists to join in an effort to improve safety and awareness on our roadways. I put forth this as a motion dated this 23rd day of April, 2025. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And with us today, we do have some members from Abate, and good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you. Thank you very much for this important proclamation. I have with me today, Dave Menser is our legislative chairperson in Indiana County. Corey Barr is one of our members. I'm Christine Rumbaugh. I am the coordinator of the Indiana County chapter, also known as president, but we prefer the word coordinator. We are an organization that protects the individual rights of motorcyclists sent through legislative work, as well as promoting charitable work and safety. And one of the couple of examples of legislation that we have been responsible for lobbying for. We have a lobbyist who works in Harrisburg. We're a state organization. A couple of them that apply to everyone, no matter what you drive. One of them is tarping of coal trucks being mandatory. You know, riding a motorcycle, that's no fun to get sandblasted, but it's like your car to get sandblasted either. So years ago, we were responsible for getting that legislation passed. And also, I talk often about, because we know what parking is like in Indiana County, so I talk often about we lobbied to get legislation passed so that you can park more than one motorcycle in a space. And you know what it could be like in downtown Indiana? So if six of us on our individual bikes went to dinner somewhere downtown, that would take up six spaces and cars would have trouble. You could sometimes get three bikes in a space, more likely two, but that allows more parking for cars and for the community. If the meter runs out, every motorcycle in that space gets the same ticket. So, you know, there's our incentive to watch the meter as well. The safety portion that we're very proud of working on is a program we call Operation Save a Life. OSAL. We will go into, it started for high schools, for students who were beginning to learn to drive, how to watch for motorcycles, but we will go to any organization, senior citizens at ARP. I presented to the Rotary Club one night, Business and Professional Women's Club, we've been there. We have a very good 18-minute video that was prepared that explains what's different about motorcycles, what they look for, how to watch for them. You know, they have turn signals and lights in different places. With the lack of driver's education programs in the schools, it's been a little bit harder to get into the school district. So if anyone here can help me get a foot in the door, I've gone to Homer Center, Penn's Banner. We had a representative at Purchase Line. So, you know, we're trying to get out there. It's a very good program. If I can get a superintendent to just look at the video, usually they will agree that it's worth our time. The 20-minute video program can take 30 to 40 minutes, depending on how many questions there are. The kids always have interesting questions, you know, like, let me see your tattoos. That's, you know, what I care about. So we appreciate the acknowledgement that motorcycles have been, some of them, this guy here rides year round, but some of them have been away all winter long and now we're coming out on the road. So it's important to recognize that they're out there, they're smaller, they're harder to see.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I just want to mention, you know, thank you so much for the community contributions that you make, raising funds and stuff like that, because
our two main charitable organizations are Camp Arenda, We usually get somewhere $5,000-$6,000 a year to contribute to Camp Arenda, and then Family Promise is another one that's near and dear to us. And then, of course, we support all the other rides that are going on to help charitable organizations. Yes, thank you for getting me back on track. I forgot that part of my speech.
Yeah, truly appreciate that. But again, it's one of those things out there. Kind of mixes in, especially, you know, when spring's coming, because you see people wanting it, you know, it's a good thing to see. So, yes. Yeah.
Christian Save a Life program, it's not intended to teach people how to ride a motorcycle. So I want to get that across, because I've had people say, I don't want you to come into the school and teach my students how to ride a motorcycle. That's on them. That is not what the program is about. It is about teaching drivers how to be alert and watch for distractions, you know, motorcycles, bicycles, whatever. We're different. We have a lot of tourism now is focused on like bike lanes and a lot of motorcycle or bicycle traffic as well. So there are a lot of things to look for.
And I will caution the drivers, not only Indiana County, but across our nation, is you guys don't have the protection that a vehicle has. So, you know, slack back a little bit more from the motorcycles and give them the due process as far as space there. So.
And one of the other legislative things that we accomplished last year that we're very proud of, because we have been working for 10 years to get a lemon law in Pennsylvania for motorcycles. And we never had a lemon law for motorcycles until last year. So Senator Pittman and Representative Struzzi know us well. We visit them, we work with them, they like us. And you know, they work with us too. We're very happy that they got that passed for us last year.
Great. Well, thank you.
Let me just say one thing. On the safety aspect, Pennsylvania is the only state in the union that offers motorcycle safety training absolutely free of charge to anybody that has a permit or a motorcycle license. So take advantage of that. I'm one of the instructors. I'm teaching a class this weekend, and we tell you things just like you said. Hey, you got little protection out there. Be careful. Look around. Wear proper gear, that type of thing. So you can look it up on PennDOT's website or learntoridepa.com is one of the vendors that offers safety gear.
And they manage to get that free of charge, because every time I pay the registration on my motorcycle, there's an extra $5 fee on there. All motorcycles in the state to support that program. In other states, if someone wants to take a training course to learn to ride, it's a $400 to $600.
Some places more. California is up to $800 right here.
So
it's for 2-day class. And Indiana County can be very proud of that legislation, because it started right here at IEP in 1984. I can't remember the professor's name. I apologize, but traffic safety professor had that idea. Partnered with the BAPE in 1985. We had legislation passed. It is unique in the country, where it's absolutely free. You get motorcycle safety training if you wanted, if you have a permit or a license. So take advantage of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and get a picture of him.
You need to tell people to not throw their grass in the road either.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. I just saw that happening.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on up.
Yeah, no, come on up since you're up.
We're up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Commissioner Dunlap said, watch about throwing your grass in the road too. It's just same as cold does.
So I really appreciate you for having us here all the time.
Thank you.
I don't care. It's all right. I have one of our signs. These are provided only by a BAPE. PennDOT does them for BAPE too. So that's the source. If you want one, call me.
Good problem.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks. And I hear you're a great supporter of Family Promise. Thank you.
Laura.
Thank you for being here.
Tony.
Thanks for working very much.
Oh, thank you.
Come over here, Tony.
Do you like that?
Okay, we will.
It'll open up that week.
Yeah, that's right. I guess we'll have some time.
Okay, next agenda, the opioid settlement plan project fund. We have some projects here. And Ms. Schroeder, would you like to present? And we'll actually vote on each one of them.
Is a recovery house for women, and the total amount of that project would be for $271,400, and it would be for the property acquisition, any necessary renovations, furnishings, and operating costs for 12 months. There will be an 18-year subdivision on that property out of the courthouse, and that property would be owned by Nicole Lynn, and she would be running that recovery house.
Hi, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Nicole Winnett. I own the Bridget House, which currently operates in White Township. It's a recovery house for women and children. So I have quite a waiting list. There's a really big need for recovery housing for women. There's not a lot of support in early recovery for women, which is how we came through needs assessment to possibly open another women's house. So that's what I'm here to do. I'm very passionate about it. I'm a certified recovery specialist, also a woman in long-term recovery. So it's very near and dear to my heart to be able to have these things.
Okay, thank you. Take that one. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carries.
The total cost of that plan would be $26,572, and this would be for 4 months. It would come through August 2025, and we would partner with Brendan Broadcasting for that to advertise on how to access treatment, information on drug and spill programs, and OUD prevention.
Okay. Do I have a motion on the campaign?
To make a motion to table this decision until further review.
Okay, do I have a second on the motion?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next is the fire tree transport van.
Which is the organization that operates the Manal Halfway House in Blairsville. It would be used for the transportation of the residents to employment, support group meetings, medical appointments, MAT, or any other community services that they would need to attend. The total cost of this is $68,187.43. And then there would be a contract in place that if the organization would cease to operate, the van would revert back to the organization. And from Fire Tree, we do have Shepherdish and Selfie Park. So we've been asking for this vehicle to better support our clients. We can hold 30 guys. So transportation is very limited in Blackwick, PA, kind of in the middle of nowhere. So this will really help getting the guys to work, promoting work and employment in Blairsville, Homer City, Indiana County, getting them to spread and really spread their wings in their recovery, but also get them free medical appointments to really build up their physical health again, as well as their mental health, and also give them that opportunity to reintegrate back into the community through volunteer work, school, or any other means that can get them there.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion to approve the van.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried.
Thank you,
Amanda.
Do you have a name yet?
I
just want to thank you all for all the work you do. It's so vital and critical now. And this is my 10th year as commissioner, and this line of all these activities have just transformed lives. I've watched it over 10 years, and the settlement dollars are so key to really moving things forward for people whose lives have just been destroyed. So I want to thank you.
Any other comments? Okay. Okay, next we have an amendment to an ordinance for the uniform parcel identifying fee and Solicitor Budash. Would you like to present?
Sure. It was in December of 2002 that the county passed an ordinance establishing a uniform parcel identifier fee of $10. And what a uniform parcel identifier is, it's a number that is every property is identified. Every property, parcel of real estate in Indiana County is identified with. And that fee is paid whenever a deed is recorded. That fee in 2002 was established at $10. And this ordinance is to amending the prior ordinance, raising the fee to $20.
Hey, do I have a motion to approve the amendment to the ordinance?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you. Next is an agreement for engagement, some bonds, and Ms. Gregerson, would you like to present?
In 2021, the county refinanced three major loans into a bond issue for $15,665,000. The contract before you is a renewal of the monitoring services with the company DAC Bonds. This service monitors bonds to keep Indiana County compliant and audited and within the bond market. The contract states the county will pay $2,000 for these services yearly until the bond is paid off.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Just want to mention back when that was done in 2021, basically that was whenever the federal government decided to bring the interest rate down to zero. And I believe at that time we had roughly $50 million plus in debt. And by doing that, refinancing, it was a huge savings to this county. So we took advantage of it, and we appreciate you for the finance part of it, and saves the county a lot of money. So next, from our Office of Planning and Development, we have a change order. Mr. Morrow, would you like to present? Good morning.
The Office of Planning and Development, Thomas R. Harley Architects, request that the Board of Commissioners approve change order number one in the amount of $42,000 with CNC Construction for the Welcome Center at the Bank project. Change order number one is to accept two alternate bids that were solicited at the time of the bid opening on March 17th of 2025. Alternate bid number one, at a cost of $13,600, is to install new solar shades on the windows along the South 6th Street side of the building. The shades are approximately 9.5 feet wide, 26 feet vertical. The top 14 feet of the shades are fixed in the lower 12 feet to be operable with a motor, battery, and solar charge. Alternate number two, at a cost of $29,000, is to replace the existing front doors with new doors, frame, and trim. The doors are also to have a fog control and a handicap assist push-button control. Revised contract with CNC Construction to approval of change order number one will be $736,600, and the additional project cost will be covered with state grant funds.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the change order? Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Next change order.
Change order for the same project, the Office of Planning and Development, I'm going to call Harley Architects. Step four, commissioners approve change order number one in the amount of $14,000 for park contracting and the Welcome Center at the Pantry Roof replacement project. Change order number one is for a thicker steamingal roof membrane and an additional 10 years added to the current 20-year warranty, giving a 30-year warranty on the roof. The revised contract with park contracting with approval of change order number one will be $135,000, and the additional project costs will be covered with state grant funds.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the change order. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Thank you, Dave. Next is a resolution. Director Stauffer, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. In collaboration with First Commonwealth Bank, the Office of Planning and Development requested the Board of Commissioners approve a resolution authorizing the filing of an application to the Pennsylvania Office of the Budget for a $1.75 million redevelopment assistance capital program grant representing partial funding associated with construction of various exterior and interior improvements at the old county courthouse, including I'll refer to it as the complex with the old county jail and the sheriff's house, located at 601 Philadelphia Street in Indiana, and the former downtown bank branch located at 600 Philadelphia Street, in order to establish the Welcome Center that you just heard about. The Indiana County Commissioner shall serve as grantee, and First Commonwealth Bank shall serve as sub-grantee of the RCAP-related project. First Commonwealth Bank shall be responsible for providing interim funds up to $1.25 million and permanent funds as may be required. Assisting in the grant application process shall be responsible for the design and specifications of each project phase and shall accept operation control and ongoing maintenance of completed projects at the 601 Philadelphia Street complex. The Indiana County Commissioner shall assume $500,000 in its role regarding 600 Philadelphia Street for the Welcome Center project. The resolution also authorizes entering a cooperation agreement with First Commonwealth Bank to manage and administer the RACP grant funding for this project through the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, and requests authorization for myself as Executive Director of the Office of Planning and Development to submit the grant application and for Commissioner Keith to execute any required grant-related documents.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Second, I have a question. Mm-hmm. The Indiana County Commissioner shall assume $500,000. Is that? Can you just say a little bit about, you mean that's a contribution from the county?
No, that's the grant amount. So of the $1.75 million grant, First Commonwealth Bank, as the tenant of the old courthouse mm-hmm. complex, will be receiving $1.25 million of the $175 grant. The county will be utilizing $500,000 of the grant for improvements to the Welcome Center.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried.
I just want to say, I apologize for calling you out. I just meant your stuff so much more serious than Laura's, it's just more fun. So
she's a party lighter.
I was just trying to bring a little levity.
Yeah.
I just want to make a comment on that resolution we just passed. Is Byron, first of all, thank you for doing all the work in the application and working us through with Senator. A lot of people don't know this, but Indiana County still owns the old courthouse, and we're still responsible for it. And again, this kind of efforts offset the cost to county residents. We still have to maintain that courthouse. And thankful we have First Commonwealth as the tenant under a lease that are gracious to actually, they do a lot of work on their side also to maintain that. So we truly appreciate the partners we have with them.
You can stand on the street and look up and see, you know, some of the deterioration of the slate roof, for example, and some of the architectural elements around the building. More so from a building preservation standpoint, I want to make sure that that building is maintained for the long run. So, and appreciate you mentioning, yeah, these funds, all of these grants, you know, again, working with Senator Pittman, Representative Strube, to secure these grant funds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, next resolution.
On behalf of the Homer City Redevelopment LLC and Homer City Pipeline LLC, the Office of Planning and Development requests the Board of Commissioners approve a resolution authorizing the filing of an application to the Pennsylvania Office of the Budget for a $5 million redevelopment assistance capital program grant representing partial funding associated with construction of a natural gas pipeline as part of the Homer City Energy Campus project. Pursuant to an April 2nd, 2005, 2025, excuse me, press release, Homer City Redevelopment and Kiewit Power Constructors Company announced the future of the Homer City Generating Station. Homer City, previously the largest coal-burning power plant in Pennsylvania, will be transformed into more than 3,200-acre natural gas-powered data center campus designed to meet the growing artificial intelligence, or AI, and high-performance computing needs of the innovative technology company shaping America's digital future. It was further announced that GE Vernova will provide 7 high-efficiency hydrogen-enabled gas-fired turbines, with the first deliveries expected in 2026. The Homer City Energy Campus will be built by Kiewit Power Constructors Company, one of the leading engineering, procurement, construction contractors in the country. Much of the critical infrastructure for the project is already in place from the legacy of the Homer City Generating Station, including transmission lines connected to the PJM and New York ISO power grids, substations, and water access. Construction of the site is expected to commence later this year and expected to begin producing power by 2027, with expected delivery up to 4.5 gigawatts of power to support AI-driven hyperscale data centers while reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 60 to 65% per megawatt hour compared to the former coal plant. It has been reported that over the project's life cycle that an estimated 10,000 construction jobs will be created, as well as approximately 1,000 permanent direct jobs with many more indirect jobs anticipated. The Indiana County Commissioners will serve as grantee, and Homer City Redevelopment LLC and Homer City Pipeline LLC shall serve as sub-grantees of the RCAP grant-related project. The Homer City Redevelopment and Homer City Pipeline shall be responsible for providing both interim and permanent funds, as well as may be required, assisting in the grant application process, shall be responsible for the design and specifications of each phase, and shall accept operation control and ongoing maintenance of the completed projects. The resolution authorizes entering into cooperation agreement with Homer City Redevelopment and Homer City Pipeline to manage and administer the RCAP grant funding for this project through the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development. Requested to authorize myself, Executive Director of the Office of Planning and Development, to submit the grant application for Commissioner Keith Chairman to execute a grant-related document.
We have a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Second. I'll second it. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed?
Abstain.
Any abstain? One abstention. Okay. Again, everybody saw that the news on the power plant. It's a $10 billion project. This, again, is one of those things that helps it. It's a lot of money, but again, partnering with the Redevelopment Corporation, it's just the right thing to do. So I appreciate the efforts again from our state and county government officials. Okay, next resolution, Byron.
On behalf of Platinum Visual Solutions, formerly Platinum Visual Systems, and its parent company, ABC School Equipment, and the property owner, Stell and Gerson LLC, the Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve a resolution authorizing the filing of an application to the Pennsylvania Office of Budget for a $600,000 redevelopment assistance capital program grant representing partial funding associated with construction of various exterior and interior improvements of the Green Township manufacturing facility. For over 60 years, ABC School Equipment and Platinum Visual Systems have been synonymous with quality and reliability in their industry. As of April 2024, they rebranded as Platinum Visual Solutions. From storage solution and ideation wall, tech integrations, collaborative surfaces, and even intuitive window walls, Platinum Visual Solutions provides wall solutions, transforming every inch of the classroom into engaging, dynamic educational experience. The initial product line at the Dixonville facility is marker boards. The Indiana County Commissioners shall serve as grantee, and Platinum Visual Solutions and its parent company, ABC School Equipment, and property owner, Stell and Michonne, LLC, shall serve as sub-grantees of the RACP grant project. Platinum Visual Solutions and its parent company, ABC School Equipment, and the property owner, Stell and Michonne, shall be responsible for providing both interim and permanent funds that may be required, assisting in the grant application process, shall be responsible for the design and specifications of each project phase, and shall accept operations to fill an ongoing maintenance of the completed project. The resolution also authorizes entering into cooperation agreement with the three entities and to manage and administer the RCAP grant funding for this project through the Office of Planning and Development. Again, request authorization for myself, the Office of Planning and Development, to submit the grant application and for Commissioner Keith to execute any required grant application documents.
Do I have a motion to approve the resolution? Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And again, going past here every morning to seeing it grow, I love it. So thank you, Byron.
They did nearly 30 jobs since they've opened.
More than that. Yeah. Yep. Yep. And I think they're hiring more.
Yeah.
So it's good. Next resolution.
On behalf of the Young Men's Christian Association of the YMCA of Indiana County, the Office of Planning and Development requests the Board of Commissioners approve a resolution authorizing the filing of an application to the Pennsylvania Office of the Budget for a $1,750,000 redevelopment assistance capital program grant representing partial funding associated with phase two of various facility expansion and improvement projects at the White Township Recreation Complex. The Indiana County Commissioners shall serve as grantee, and the YMCA of Indiana County shall serve as sub-grantee of the RACP grant-related project. The YMCA of Indiana County shall be responsible for providing both interim and permanent funds as may be required, assisting in the grant application process, shall be responsible for the design and specifications of each project phase, and shall accept operation control and ongoing maintenance of the completed projects. The resolution also authorizes entering into cooperation agreement with the YMCA of Indiana County to manage and administer the RACP grant for funding of this project through the Indiana County Office of Planning and Development, and request authorization for myself, Executive Director of the Office of Planning and Development, to submit the grant application for Commissioner Keith, Chairman, to execute any required grant application-related documents.
Motion to approve the resolution?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. And the last is the lease agreement.
Yep. I believe Lisa's on, as she is. At the request of the Department of Human Services, Lisa Spencer, Director, the Indiana County Development Corporation has submitted an offer to extend a month-to-month lease agreement for a in lieu of a 5-year lease for office space at the building located at 300 Indian Springs Road in White Township, effective January 1, 2025, for the 5-year term through December 31st, 2029. The annual rate will be $16,200, and the lease document has been presented and reviewed by Solicitor Budash.
Motion to approve the lease.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Ms. Spencer, anything to comment?
No comments. It's just about time we got our lease in order here. We need it anyway because it helps us get insurance when we have a bike rodeo event here. So this is a good thing for all of us.
Good. Thank you. Well, again, Byron and your staff, everything that was read under your office, that's all money that came into this county. Did not come from the residents of this county out of the general budget. It was all funds and a lot of work definitely goes behind it. I can't honestly sit here and tell you how much work goes behind it. They can. They're the ones on the job that does it day in and day out, and truly appreciate for going after it. So thank you.
We're doing our best to try to ensure local contractors, local suppliers, you know, so that money can be determined
Thank you.
Appreciate Dave keeping everybody out of jail. So.
Okay, any other business be brought before the board today? Hearing none, our next regular meeting will be on May 14th at 10:30 a.m. here in the hearing room. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, everybody, and have a great day.
Thank you.